Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our epistle lesson for tonight, as we remember the division of the holy apostles, that is, the sending out of these men that had been called by God to be his pastors, to be in the office of the holy ministry, as he sends them out to do the work of evangelism, to preach, to teach, and to administer the sacraments that our Lord had left for his bride, the church. It is important to remember that Jesus is the only name that brings salvation. It is important to remember that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That this is the only hope of salvation. Jesus came first to the lost children of Israel. Some believed on him, but a vast amount rejected him. He came first to his own, and many of his own did not receive him. He was rejected. But this rejection was used by God to ensure that that message would go out. St. Paul reveals this in Romans 9, 10, and 11. He shows that Israel's rejection was a part of it to ensure that the Gentiles would hear the message. When you look at chapter 9, it talks about Israel's rejection of the Christ. And this is even before the coming destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. I tell the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience also bearing witness in the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow, continual grief in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises, of whom are the fathers, and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, the eternally blessed God. Amen. St. Paul was so grieved at Israel's rejection of Jesus as the Christ that he says he wished that he would be cursed instead of them. He wished that they would have his faith and he would take their damnation. So much did he love his own. But then he recognizes the truth, so filled by the Holy Spirit, that Israel's rejection brought forth God's purposes. Jerusalem would be destroyed by the Romans, not just because they were the pain in the side of the Romans, but because their temple had rejected its purpose. Its purpose was to worship the one true living God. And while there were Jews that did receive the message that Jesus is the Christ and believed by the power of the Holy Spirit, an overwhelming amount did not. Yes, there were some Pharisees, some among those scribes that did come to confess Jesus as the Lord. But so many more rejected it. God used this to make sure that his apostles would go out, to make sure that the church would go out. He would take a man named Saul, the author of this book, and so convert his zealous heart to follow the truth, to preach the truth, to bring the truth to the nations. God's word goes where he wills, according to his will. In chapter 10, we see the importance of preachers. All of the people in the church have a role to play. The pastor is no more special than the handmaiden, Luther says. Each has a role. Each Christian tells another person about what Jesus Christ has done for them, why they have hope, This office, God sets up the office of the ministry to do His will. He draws them all in through you. And He presents this office to preach in a public setting, to teach in the public setting, and to administer these sacraments publicly, privately, in people's homes or in the hospitals, as is needed. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on Him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon Him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I think too often we have been duped into believing that your modern day Jew is just an Old Testament believer. That they're just stuck in the Old Testament and they haven't quite gotten the gospel. When the reality is you have 2,000 years of hardness between the coming of the Christ and the preaching of the Christ and today. On top of 2,000 years of hardness, you have additional rabbinic writings and traditions that have been taken down by these people. You have words in documents like the Mishnah and the Talmud. It's not just the Torah. And in these documents, we have to explain away this Jesus fella. Because to reject Jesus means either you're from the devil or he is. So which way are they going to take? Well, if they're going to reject him, of course, they're not the bad guys. He is. And if he's the bad guy, they're going to invent myths. They're going to say that Mary was not what the Bible calls her. They're going to say that Jesus really wasn't raised from the dead. And that if he really was, it was by some sort of necromancy. That if Jesus was not raised, that he not being who he claimed to be, where would he be? This is what the documents teach. It's not just an Old Testament faith lacking the New Testament. No one believes in the Father unless he also believes in the Son. The only hope of salvation lies in Jesus. Lies in faith in Jesus. Israel rejected the gospel. You already have in the gospels that they began telling stories. They paid the soldiers to tell people that his disciples came in the middle of the night and stole his body away. And that rejection just leads to hardening. Because when sin is not stopped, it will continue to grow until it becomes recalcitrant. That is so hard that it is impenetrable. God can work miracles. He does work miracles. The fact that he can find any man to fulfill the office of the ministry shows the miracles that he works. Because every single man that he has called into the office of the ministry is a sinner, like every single person that has ever sat in a pew. And yet God is able to use sinful men to preach, to teach, and to administer the sacraments. God used sinful men like Saul, who breathed threats, who had Christians rounded up, jailed, and murdered. And he was able to use them to proclaim his marvelous deeds. How can they call upon him, Jesus, in whom they have not heard? How can they believe? How can they call on him in whom they have not believed? How can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? The word apostle means sent one. These men are the ones that Jesus sent out that we heard of in the end of Mark's gospel. Similar words to what Jesus had proclaimed at the end of Matthew's gospel, because it's the same event. And he tells them, go. Go, therefore, and make disciples, students, learners, pupils, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Look at how similar that is to Mark's telling of it. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. This office is a beautiful yoke, and it is only performed by the grace and the strength of Jesus Christ. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There are plenty of people out there that still believe that they're not going to indoctrinate their children with Christianity. They make the claim that they want their children to choose for themselves. Meanwhile, they plaster their mind filled with statistics of who was the starting quarterback for their favorite team over the years. They put paraphernalia of their favorite jerseys. They put the sports on the TV, somehow believing that their children will just figure it out for themselves. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It is a parental responsibility to proclaim the word of God to the children. It is a parental responsibility that if you have been given these lives, that you bring them up in the way they should go, that you take them to church, that you read the Bible aloud to them. Have they not heard? Yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out to all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. We send missionary after missionary. We pray for him and his family as they go out to proclaim, to preach, to teach, and administer the sacraments in foreign fields. We do the same here. America is a huge mission ground. We are surrounded by unbelievers. We are surrounded by people who believe but are leaving the beliefs and the truth for the myths and the lies, thinking that they can blend Christianity for the paganism that Christianity overcame. But that rejection is not total. There are still Jews out there, just as there are Hindus or Buddhists or Muslims that do not yet know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And there are some who have been elected to eternal life. And the gospel of Jesus Christ will hit their ears and implant in their heart, and they will confess it. But to think that just because someone is born a Jew means that you don't need to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to them is silliness. To be told that Muslims, Jews, and Christians all worship the same God as though you can reject that Jesus Christ is his eternal son and still have the same God is a lie of the devil. May God overcome these lies in our own minds so that we may more clearly present the gospel to those in need, to our neighbors, to those in our own households first, and to those who do not yet know in other foreign fields. You have all been given a task. The task is to show people Jesus. God grant us all the strength to do it every day. The church sings. Apostles, prophets, martyrs, and all the noble throng who wear the spotless raiment and raise the ceaseless song, For these passed on before us, we offer praises due, and walking in their footsteps, we live our lives for you. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.